An American travel writer based in Prague, freelance journalist, and the co-founder of the first English bookstore in Prague. That is, in a nutshell, Mr. Mark Baker, whom I have questioned for the following interview. My first question is, when you first came to the Czech Republic, what qualities did you appreciate about the people here?
You have to remember, it was very soon after 1989, and there was a lot of optimism about the changes, about all the good things that were going to come to the country, and I found people to be very optimistic about the future and welcoming to people coming into their country.
And maybe how did the society change from like what it was back then and what it is now?
Particularly younger people are much more open to new ideas. There's a lot more things happening in the street, you know, all these festivals and shops and that. I think people are more outwardly focused because there's a possibility to travel abroad and to study abroad. So people orient themselves to having an international career.
You also wrote a book about the Velvet Revolution.
Yes.
Čas proměn.
Yes.
Or the time of changes.
Yes, I did.
What was your inspiration for this book?
I was writing a lot of it on the blog, you know. So the idea to write a book was actually from the publisher, from Albatross. An editor at Albatross saw my blog, particularly saw an article that I wrote about the 30th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. And I was trying to think about the year 1989 in a different way. And I wrote about it, and he said that he never heard some of the things. He's a historian. He said he never heard some of the things that I was saying. So he said, well, why don't you write it down and write it into a book? And you could do a collection of stories about 1989 before and after, and we'll call it Time of Transformation. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's the story of the book.
So who is the book targeted at? Is it Czech people or?
Oh, definitely Czech definitely people, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
It's only in Czech, right?
It's only in Czech, yeah. I never published it in English, you know.
But do you maybe plan to?
I would like to. I have the manuscript in English.
Oh. And as I said, you also write a lot of guidebooks.
Yes.
Maybe if you have traveled to this many countries, which one was your favorite?
Wow. You know, the favorite country I have to write about is Romania.
Romania,
yes.
Why?
Because it's a little bit wilder, let's say, than the Czech Republic somehow, like spirit, in terms of spirit, and also the development has been a little bit slower, so it's slightly less, let's say, westernized, and the country itself is beautiful. I mean, you know, the mountains in Transylvania, and I like the people.
Today, students have many opportunities to go study abroad.
Right.
What would you say are some of the main benefits this could bring to someone?
I think what it does do is that it opens up the culture to ideas from other cultures, and then you bring the ideas back from wherever you're going to study from. If you want to talk about building a European project, you know, like the Greater European Project, I think you can't do any better than allowing students to study at each other's universities, because suddenly, within a generation, you build European culture.
What would you advise maybe students who are here, specifically in Prague, and they are maybe considering moving here or staying here? I mean, international students.
Just basic ones, you know, like first one, you have to learn Czech, you know, I mean, it's like you won't survive very long without it, you know, somehow at least have some kind of functional knowledge of the language. Second one would be to buy property as soon as you can.
Okay.
Otherwise, you may not afford it.
So thank you so much.